The development of writing in Zapotec society went hand in hand with growing urbanization. In about 500 BC, San Jose Mogote seems to have transplanted itself to Monte Alban in the middle of the buffer zone. About half an hour by bus from Oaxaca City, Monte Alban is today a decorous sprawl of walls and pyramids, enveloped by a lush lawn. This last is an import from Europe. Lawn grass did not exist in the Americas prior to Columbus. Arriving tourists are hailed by guides with backpacks full of phony ancient figurines and ethnically incorrect souvenirs of Mexica drawings. Their ministrations do not diminish the lonely dignity of the ruins. Monte Alban is atop a steep 1,500-foot hill that overlooks the valley of Oaxaca. The Zapotec reconfigured the entire hill to build the city, slicing out terraces and platforms. By leveling the entire summit, they created a 55-acre terrace half the size of the Vatican. At its zenith, Monte Alban housed 17,000 people and was by a considerable margin the biggest and most powerful population center in Mesoamerica. The rationale for its construction is the subject of yet another lengthy archaeological dispute. One side proposes that Monte Alban formed because maize agriculture allowed the Oaxaca Valley's population to grow so much that the rural villages naturally clustered into something resembling cities. For most of its history, Monte Alban was thus a huge village, not a true city, and certainly not a hierarchical state. Others argue that warfare had grown so devastating, as shown by the destruction of San Jose Mogote, that the main valley chiefdoms formed a defensive confederation headquartered at Monte Alban. Yet a third theory is that the Zapotec of Monte Alban, not the Olmec of La Venta, consolidated to form North America's first imperialist power, an aggressive state that subjugated dozens of other villages. Among the strongest evidence for the last view are the nearly 300 carved stone slabs at Monte Alban that depict slain, mutilated enemies, the rulers, Marcus believes, of communities conquered by Monte Alban. Some of the stones are labeled with enemy names, as with the unfortunate One Earthquake. These may commemorate victories in Monte Alban's grinding battle for supremacy with its local rival, San Martin Tilcahete, in the southern arm of the Central Valley. When San Jose Mogote founded Monte Alban, Tilcahete responded by gathering people from its surrounding villages, doubling in size, and erecting its own ceremonial buildings. War was the inevitable result. Monte Alban sacked Tilcahete in about 375 BC. Undiscouraged, Tilcahete rebuilt itself on a better defensive position and acquired larger armies. When it again became a threat, Monte Alban attacked for the second time in 120 BC. This time its forces finished the job. They burned the king's palace to the ground and emptied the rest of Tilcahete, leaving Monte Alban firmly in control of the entire valley.